Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It really is. We're fired up tonight. We got a game, ladies and gentlemen. 49ers, Rams, L.A., where are we at? I know Niners fans are going to be traveling. If you're going to the game, you're leaving later, hey, hit us up. 888-957-9570. The phone lines are open. You could also text us with the same number. Again, I'll say it slowly because I've been told I'm very fast. I have 9 siblings, so I had to like say my things very fast so like, my voice would be heard. So sometimes I speak a little too quickly.
Shut up.
Thank you, Dave, who's coming up in about 27 minutes. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And you could also hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming all day long. We'll talk to you before the game. We'll talk to you after the game. And there's not going to be any Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, or Brandon Ayuk. But you know what? No one cares because you got to go out there and play still. And we're looking at Mac Jones. We're looking at Christian McCaffrey. We're looking at Brian Robinson, Kendrick Bourne. We're looking at Jake Tongeus. We're looking at the special teams. Bryce Huff, DeAndre Lenore, Fred Warner.
Upton Stout.
People need to make plays tonight is what I'm getting at, Joe. And who's going to make the plays tonight, Niner fans? Who needs to step up the most tonight in all these absences? 888-957-9570.
I love that question. You know, who needs to make a play tonight? Let's play the fill-in-the-blank game. You ready?
I love it.
The Niners get blown out tonight.
Ooh.
No, you don't need the game music.
Oh, but it makes me happy.
Give me NFL music.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go to primetime. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Fill-in-the-blank.
Fill it.
The Niners get blown out tonight. You feel how?
I feel okay. I feel down a little bit, but I feel like it was expected, right? That's how you talk to see, Carter's laughing. You guys are laughing. This is how we talk ourselves into it as fans, though. Because you'll say, everything was stacked against us. You know what? We had no shot. We didn't have our starting quarterback. We were missing all of our weapons everywhere. We'll take the L. And now we have a mini bye week, and hopefully we can get back on track against the Buccaneers.
888-957-9570. Call in right now. Let's play fill-in-the-blank game. I'll pose you the 3 questions, and you tell me. Question number 2. The Niners lose a close game tonight, and you feel?
Encouraged. I feel encouraged. If they can keep this game close, given all of their injuries and the non-injuries on the Rams. I mean, look at that Rams team, Joe. Matt Stafford. When it's all said and done, he might be a borderline Hall of Famer. Devontae Adams is going to the Hall of Fame. Puka Nacua, guy, all he's been doing is been balling out since getting into the league. Kyren Williams, probably one of the most underrated running backs in the NFL. Oh, and by the way, Sean McVay is still over there, one of the top coaches in the league. And you keep this game close when you have no Nick Bosa on that defensive line? Yeah, I'd feel encouraged. Now, if they lose in a heartbreaking fashion at the very end, it's the final seconds, and it's an Eddie Pinheiro missed field goal, I'm going to be very upset. But the fact that you were
don't speak that into existence.
Knock on wood, it doesn't.
Please.
No more Jake Moody. We love Eddie De Niro. He's fine.
He could have had Puka, but no, we had to have Latu and Jake Moody.
And Jake Moody at one point did make the longest.
Could have had Puka, though.
At one point, Jake Moody did have the longest field goal in the history of the Super Bowl, so don't
forget
that.
It's like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take Jake Moody over whoever that
is. Sam, get ready. You're next. I'm going to pose these
but
to you.
I said
you
encourage.
Next.
That's the word I use.
They find a way to somehow win the game tonight, and you feel?
Oh, this team's a playoff team. Like, are you kidding me? You win this game tonight? I said it a couple days ago. People in Bonte said I was crazy. This would be one of the greatest regular season wins in Shanahan's tenure.
Let me take it a step further.
It would be the greatest win of Mac Jones's professional career.
Playoffs?
I would be thrilled if they won this game tonight doing, like, somersaults. I would argue it's the most satisfying, thrilling victory in the regular season since the Philly Eagle game in 2023.
I love the word you use, satisfying. You could talk so much smack. Now, you have to find a Rams fan, first and foremost, to like talk smack to them. I don't even know if they exist. As we talk about all the fan bases of the NFC West and the Niners, it's going to be like 75% Niner fans down there with their fake crowd noise when the Niners are on offense. Satisfying is a great word, though.
It would be such a resilient victory, given who's not available. I mean, we would be doing cartwheels. All right, guys, let's go around the room. Sam Lubman, they get blown out tonight. And you feel?
Not at all shocked.
Damn.
In that situation. I just, they have literally no one that you could really depend on outside of McCaffrey going on offense, and he's been bottled up. And I feel like that's going to put too much pressure on a young defense, and this is a Rams offense that, you know, with Sean McVay calling the shots, he's going to try and put the hurt on this team.
They lose a close game, and you feel?
Like the defense really kept them in this one. And in that point, yeah, you would be giving your flowers to Robert Saleh and a little bit to Kyle Shanahan, because this is Kyle Shanahan's defense.
I mean, Richie Z is in the chat saying, you win tonight. Coronation.
Sensation.
Late coronation?
That's an interesting one. I mean, you know,
Who are we coronating?
Everyone. Mac, DeMarcus Robinson.
Whoa, that's the rat on the table brought
Trent.
To you by Atco Pest
What
Control.
Is the rat on the table? I'm going to go to Carter next.
If Mac Jones somehow, I told this to Sam, let's just have fun. And we'll finish the game. If Mac Jones somehow has a game-winning drive and he uses his arm and it looks good, and they upset this team. I'm just telling you the conversations that are going to be had tomorrow.
Say it with a straight face,
on
though.
Our airwaves. No, I have to have a bleepy eating grin on my face about this. Because it sounds absurd.
Because it is.
But if it happens. But it's not, though, Sam. The Niners
Sam,
keep games close against the Rams.
We all have a friend right now who is saying, if Mac Jones wins this game, I can't take him out. We all have a friend in our group, in our Niner circle, that is a Mac Jones truther who, like, legitimately believes that he is better than Brock Purdy. I think it's absurd.
I didn't say that. I said if he wins this game, the reaction is going to be crazy nationally and locally. If it's a
game-winning
drive,
he wins this game
Mac
with
Jones.
No Kittle. No Kittle.
Who picks him up in the 95-7 fantasy league?
I mean, I could argue it'd be more impressive than any of Brock Purdy's wins.
Stop.
What, like the two wins this year or like
I
career?
I can make the argument.
I mean, come on.
If Mac Jones wins the game tonight with no Kittle, no Ayuk.
No Bosa.
No Bosa. No Juwan Jennings. Ricky Pearsall. Are you kidding me?
Like either of Brock's wins this year or in his career.
Purdy won in an NFC championship game.
Now, down 24-10.
What? Come on.
Did Purdy win that?
He's won 4 playoff games.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was incredible.
That'll be a tough argument for those.
Here we go.
You know what? Now I want Matt. Now I want them to win tonight just to hear you struggle to make that argument tomorrow.
But who was available in those games?
Just
I mean, you
stop,
had Brandon
stop,
Ayuk.
Stopping you
I'd
right
love
now.
To know how you're going to spin that one.
You don't even believe what you're saying.
Sam, if they win tonight, fill in the blank. 888-957-9570. Fill in the blank, Sam. Last one. If they win tonight, by any stretch of the means, you will feel...
I feel a little impressed with Mac Jones, I guess, in that situation. But if they win tonight, yeah, it's that would be a huge divisional win.
The more I'm thinking about this, I do think it's going to be, like, it would have been more impressive.
I think they're
going to
be in this one.
Yeah.
Stop. Just, I'm not letting you do that to Brock Purdy. The guy's got years of data. Look, I think he's really good. I don't think he's the most elite, but to think that, like, he hasn't had big wins is, like, absolutely
I never
insane.
Said he didn't have big wins. I'd say this win, given the circumstances.
A week five win.
It has been one of the most impressive wins I have ever seen if Mac Jones gets
it done. You know
what?
I'm going to let that just sit there. I'm just going to let that sit there. Carter, quickly with you, because I want to go to the rest of the squad here, because a lot of people are on hold. The Niners get blown out tonight. You feel?
Expected.
There you go.
I think they are going to get blown out tonight. I think tonight's going to be an example.
Mike, I don't want to hear
put money on it. You won't.
I already did.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. That's why I said that.
Look, I hate to be the downer, but that's just the way I feel.
Okay, if they lose a close game tonight, you'll feel?
I will feel grateful.
Grateful.
A positive, like a step in the right direction if they lose a close game tonight. I think that you're going up against an extremely dynamic offense, and the defense last week showed almost nothing.
They got a couple stops.
Well, how was the defensive line? How was the front four?
They kept them in the game long enough.
Casper had more appearances than they did.
And what chance do you have then?
Well,
you know?
They had a chance to win the game if the offense didn't cough it up there, and Eric Armstead didn't.
They had plenty of chances to win. There's no question there. All right.
They pulled this one out. And there's a miracle. Do you believe in miracles?
It'll be a better win than us beating the Soviet Union.
If Al Michaels drops that call tonight while the Niners win.
That is true. Actually, no. I've seen on Thursday Night Football at SoFi Stadium, Baker Mayfield starting for the Rams. Actually, I don't even think he started. I think he came in relief after a series. I've seen him win with no experience at all in that offense. So,
Joe, I'm going to double down. Someone out there believes in you. Let's go to line two. It just says if Mac wins.
How do you see that? Do you have the?
Yeah, I'm looking at the phone right here. Because it got turned in my direction.
I didn't even know we had a phone right there.
Yeah, there's a phone. It's an old school phone.
Can
too.
Can we call people?
I don't know, but maybe it's Commissioner Gordon. Whoever line two is, it just says if Mac wins. I want to hear what that person has said.
It says Damon in the dump truck. What's up, Damon?
What up, D-Dog?
What's up, man? I'm just here on 101. I wasn't going to call, man. But you guys started talking about if Mac wins. And to me, Mac has played better than Purdy this year. I know Purdy's only had he had two starts. But Purdy hasn't played well since 2023. And we're basing everything off of what he did his first two seasons. And he just hasn't looked good. I was all for Purdy, but he hasn't looked good. At last, the first game of the season, he was basically saved from a third interception. Mm. I remember all during training camp, they were saying, oh, Purdy's throwing a lot of interceptions. But you had guys like Dave Lombardi and other guys said, oh, well, that's what you're supposed to do in training camp. You're supposed to test your limits. It doesn't mean anything. But we're seeing it time and time again. He's just... I feel like we have another Garoppolo. I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the alarm bell on Purdy, man. I just don't know.
Well, if Mac wins...
He looked great, though.
If Mac wins, are you going to be the guy in the chat, like, with your boys? Are you going to be hitting the thread up going, I told you so?
If Mac wins, I'm going to be like, man, hey, he's playing hot. He's got a hot hand. Let's see what else he can do.
There you go.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I can't hate that. That's Damon in the dump truck.
I love Damon.
888-957-9570.
I'm a Niner fan. I just want whoever's going to win. But I also I love watching Purdy play. But right now he's not healthy. We all know he's the man when he's healthy. And he's not right now. And so you need Mac Jones. Like, next man up, step up. He wins this game. He's going to win over a lot of people.
Yes.
He's going to win. You are like Mr. Burns, like excellent.
Well, I'm just over saying. There. He's looked good, okay? This is his toughest test thus far. And this is the toughest test for the Niners team, and they have none of their best players. Everyone's expecting him to get destroyed tonight, Joe. Like, everyone. No, seriously. Like, no one's expecting a real game tonight. It's 8.5
points
spread.
Guys, this is sports, man.
No.
This is why they suit up.
I'm just telling you what the narrative and perspectives are nationally and how everyone's viewing this game, because this is a nationally televised product. It is Thursday Night Football, all eyes at SoFi Stadium. Al Michaels will be on the call, by the way. Al Michaels joining the afternoon show yesterday. We'll get some of his thoughts on the game tonight. But you're doing the fill-in-the-blank game right now. Are we still playing that, or are we doing if Mac Jones wins this game tonight?
If the Niners win this game tonight. So, like, I see someone else on there. Line three, step right up, no waiting.
Angel and Sonoma.
If the Niners win this game, fill-in-the-blank.
Faithful. 100%. We're going to be faithful no matter what.
Love that.
Do you have faith in Mac Jones?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I think he did really well, and he's proving himself for sure.
What are you most optimistic about tonight, Angel?
Injuries.
Oh, that's good. That'd be a positive if they don't come away with any injuries. That's Angel and Sonoma.
Good call, Angel.
Very succinct and straightforward. Faithful, Joe. Oh, ye of little faith.
You know who I know is rooting for Mac Jones tonight?
Who?
Robin Sanbruno somewhere. You think I'm joking?
Where is Rob at? Where is he at? I'm shocked we haven't heard from him. I'm putting the bat signal as you're saying, Commissioner Gordon. Where's Robin Sanbruno? 888-957-9570. I believe in Mac Jones. Do I believe that he could overcome all of these losses everywhere on the offense, on the defense? I'm not sure, but keep it close. And if there's an opportunity for a game-winning drive, he has shown, Joe, that he's capable of doing that.
I mean, he wins this one tonight. Your point about it would be more miraculous than us beating the Soviets in 1980.
It might be.
It's one of the greatest bars, I mean, Carter, you've ever spit.
I mean, is it Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson? I don't know. It might be. Duke in the city. What's up, Duke?
Duke!
Line one, let's go!
Listen to the 95.7 The Game, the morning roast with my paisan, Joe Spadoni, and the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky, and always Phil Mo's finest, Bonte Hill. What's up, fellas?
What's up, dog? I missed you.
Where you been at, Duke?
I know what's up. I mean, I miss y'all too, man. I love y'all, man. The hiatus is over, man. We back, man. We're going to do what we do, represent this squad like we always represent this squad, man. Defensive pressure is what we got to have, man. Do not run McCaffrey in the dirt, man, because that's what they already know. They think we got CMC, so they think we're going to push him in the dirt. Cannot do that. We got to be the game plan cannot be – the offensive game plan cannot be predictable. You know what I mean? Throw a little trickeration in there. Get Kendrick Bourne and get your boy DeMarcus Robinson in there. Like I said, try to go deep with him. And let's do what we do. And we went to the great Northwest with a bird. The Niners going sick and coming hard is what the word is. So we got McCaffrey with the 450 chicken. Ricky P running rock through the crowd with the swiftness. Where is George Kittle? Mysterious like a riddle. Blocking everybody. So we didn't get a touch. Our crowd say, hey, diddle, diddle. Coming around the corner, 54 Fred Warner running back the receiver. You're going to be a goner. Red smoke is in the air. Now let that be. You got some brand new toys. It's time for us to seize them. Niner fans, stand up and represent
your
squad. You know how we do it the Bay Way, baby.
Let's go.
That's Duke in the city. I've missed that man so much. Duke is back. You know what? I'm feeling better about this Niners game tonight. Now that Duke called, I'm fired up.
We're blowing him out.
I think Mac Jones was listening to that.
We're blowing him out.
That was, hey, of all the scenarios that happens, that one would be the craziest.
Been a Niner fan my entire life. There's the seminal like image in my head of Bill Walsh getting carried off the field after winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
But there are other guys that have had that happen. Bryant Young got carried off the field in his final Candlestick game. Jerry Rice got carried off the field. Mac Jones wins tonight. They might carry him off that SoFi field.
And the Niner fans, well, it's going to be like 90% Niner fans. Like the percentage keeps getting higher and higher.
Kyle would be so jealous.
Kyle will be jealous? No, Kyle.
If Mac gets carried off the field?
No. Kyle will feel validated by
oh
all of it.
God.
I always liked Mac.
Kyle's going to run Mac up the middle next week for taking the spotlight.
He's going to open his presser after the game. You know, you guys were all laughing at me. The notion of me drafting Mac Jones. See? That's what he can do.
And he's going to get him hurt next week.
I believe in him.
That's his tradition.
He's going to get him hurt.
We have a guy from Alabama calling in.
Let's hear it.
John in Tuscaloosa, baby.
Let's go.
A big win for Bama last week.
Roll
Tide.
What's
up, Johnny?
Roll Tide. Hey, I'm Johnny from Tuscaloosa. I'm a college student, but I'm from the Bay. I'm just calling to say I got faith in Mac Jones, a student at Alabama. I mean, if someone was to win tonight, it's him. Brock Purdy, I mean, like the other caller said, he hasn't looked good the last 2 years. I mean, Mac Jones is on a hot streak. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
I love
this. Let's go, John in Tuscaloosa.
Let's go, Mac!
Everyone's,
we're riding the Mac truck.
Everyone, hey, Mac Daddy.
Let's
return
go.
Return of the Mac. Hey, if they do win tonight and Mac Jones is the big reason, We're it's not the show open. It's just Return of the Mac. That's just what you're putting.
When
right
does that
there.
Mac come into play for you?
Hey, oh, that's a five. That's a five. Oh my god.
Crack, crack, crack.
What is that even? I don't even know if I still have that.
Mac.
Oh my god.
I don't even know if I still have that draw.
Oh my god.
No, we don't have it anymore.
Oh, we don't. It's in the system though. For
it was
sure.
It was removed for reasons.
It was? No, I have it. It's right here.
When does that crack come into play for you? Now, so the cocaine's happening.
It's all time.
I don't think we're supposed to play that anymore.
Oh, we're getting in trouble. That's okay. I'll take the fall for that. I'll be the fall guy. Shout
everybody
out Chris Carter.
In Bama is rooting for Mac Jones, aren't they?
Well, they should be. He's an alum. I mean, they're rooting for Brock or they're rooting for Mac. Come on. Brock is... Hold on. Brock Purdy is Mac Jones' biggest fan tonight, too. Is he not? He's a team player. Brock's hoping Mac does well, right?
Sure.
You don't think he is. You think?
Well, I just think, it, you know, like, you want the team to win, but you don't want him to perform well. If like, I just know how I am. Like, bro, yeah, yeah, I want
what?
You to, yeah, good
no.
job. I want you to throw four picks, and we'll win by one.
Brock's a good guy. He's
no,
a man
I know,
of faith.
But it's the competitor, you know?
Come on. Oh, we have a Rams fan that wants to join in.
Oh.
Alan Fairfield. What's up, Al?
So you're the one Rams fan.
Yep, that's me, baby. Been representing. I'm from Richmond, California, but love my Rams. Anyway, if Mac Jones beat the Rams, I will be so disappointed. The 49ers does not stand a chance. The only thing you guys will win tonight is the crowd, and then tomorrow you'll talk about how you have more people from San Francisco in our stadium. We're going to the Super Bowl. I'll call back the week before the Super Bowl and let y'all know what time it is. Go Rams.
Oh, okay. That's Alan Fairfield.
Beat L.A.
We'll see. They are a good team. I'm not – hey, listen. The Rams have all the reasons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To win this game. If the Rams lose this game, it'd be a horrible look for
them.
Oh, this
is a house money game.
It's house money. Yes. Who, what is it? Like the, whose house? Rams house.
Oh, God. It was so fake.
It's so dumb. Before we get to Dave
Frauds,
Fleming,
as they will say.
By the way,
the damn Rams.
I want to ask Dave Fleming how he feels about
just
this game.
Play the
tonight.
Drop, just please. I have to hear the drop.
I have it. Hold on.
It's
right.
Just every time I hear frauds, I just.
The Rams are frauds to me. I'm going to win the damn Super Bowl. They were frauds that year. Damn it.
He said damn it like three times
the
in there.
Super Bowl,
even when
they
won the Super Bowl.
They were frauds that year. Down 10 in the fourth quarter twice.
Joe
in
Burrow.
The NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. Yeah, but they're frauds.
And down to Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl as well.
That is sports talk at its finest right there.
It's just, you know what? But that saltiness that you appreciate from
I do.
A guy like Bonte.
I do.
Lee and Hayward, before we get to
what's
Dave
up,
Fleming.
Lee?
Dave Fleming coming up in 6 minutes. What's up, Lee?
Yo.
Got you, brother. What you got?
Got you, brother. What you got? Yo, it's Lou. It's not Lee, but it's all good. Yo, man, I hear everyone talking about Mac Jones, man, Brock Purdy, all these worries about him, man. We ain't talking about the two drops that Fred Warner did on Sunday. And what about McCaffrey, man? We putting all the blame on Purdy, man. I think he's going to take us to the Super Bowl. I think y'all forgot that two seasons ago, he was like one of the runners up for MVP.
You're
so,
right.
Man, y'all got to stop sleeping on Purdy, man. Come on. He's on a stubbed toe. Do you want to play with a stubbed toe, my guy? Like, come on, man. That's why he's sitting out. You know, so that's what I want to say. Also, shout out to my girlfriend right here next to me. It's her first time on 95.7. You know what I'm saying?
What's her name?
She's being a little shy. We went to the game on Sunday for my birthday, but she's being a little shy. You know what I'm saying?
Did she have fun?
She had fun, right, Mariali?
Yeah.
We had fun. But go 49ers, man.
Let's go.
There you go. Hey, he's famous now. That's Lou, not Lee, right?
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou. Lou Trevino, Giants legend. How about that?
Lou Trevino. Giants legend Zach Littell starting that game last night.
Giants legend Dave Fleming coming up in about 5 minutes talking about some gigantes. Maybe watch.
My guy, he totally put his girl on the spot there.
She's getting a little shy, a little gun shy. That's okay. I don't know if you remember, Joe, as Lou sang, Brock Purdy was really good a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember that. And he has a hurt toe. I just
stubbed.
He stubbed it. He has a stubbed toe, like he stepped on a Lego at home or something.
Corner of the bed.
I'll say this: stepping on. Worst.
I don't care what anyone says. That is the worst.
No.
When you slam your toe, that or the cramp in the middle of the night where your toe feels like the tendon's going to explode. Does anyone ever get those?
I don't know if you've had this, but like if your bed's raised up a little bit, if you have like a king size or a queen. And then you hit your shin on it in the middle of the night. Dude, that's the worst.
This is my wife's going to kill me. But I knew I was getting middle-aged. One night we were having, you know, stuff. And then what? I all of a sudden came up with the worst crack, cramp in my foot of all time.
Oh, no.
And I got put on the IR.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in the middle of it.
You couldn't even fight through it.
Dude, it was like, my old foot, like, just like locked up, dude. It was the cramp was so bad. Like,
I actually don't jerk it as much as Steiny does. I just, you guys.
I needed Mac Jones to come in, like that commercial. What is the commercial?
The backups.
We're going to the backup.
Yeah, that's pretty good. With who's my guy?
Teddy Bridgewater.
No.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, my paisan. Tommy Cutlets, baby. Let's get to Dave Fleming right now. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont
Bank.
My
wife's going
to
kill me.
Which is here for you and here for good.
We effort, Dave. I thought Buster Posey showed tremendous leadership. As I was really frustrated with the whole Sala at the podium thing this week, maybe some of the handling of some of the injuries and whatnot, I think what Buster Posey showed me yesterday was incredible foresight on the fandom and how to not allow the next person he chooses to have kind of the excitement taken out of the room, the air taken out of the balloon. Him addressing the Bochy thing head on and basically saying, yeah, in his own way, love Bruce. He'll always have a spot with the organization, but I'm probably going to go in a different direction. I think that does two things. Number one, it sets up expectations for the fan base. Bruce is not probably going to be the guy. Number two, it allows whoever he does choose to have their moment in the sun so that a portion of the fan base isn't saying, oh my gosh, it should have, could have, would have been Bruce Bochy. I thought it showed tremendous leadership and he could have easily kept it vague. And I loved what I heard from him yesterday.
The more I hear Buster Posey speak, it's interesting, right? Because I like to think that we've had some really good general managers here in the Bay Area. John Lynch, very well spoken. We'll get to some of the sound that he had to say on the 49ers Talk podcast. Very interesting stuff for the general manager of the Niners. Very well spoken. Leader. You can see why he played football, why people gravitate towards him. Bob Myers for a moment in time here, prior to Mike Dunleavy. Very personable. You know Bob. I know Bob. We all do. Like, you feel like you know him whenever he speaks. Very personable. Mike Dunleavy, he's gotten better at it. I think he's kind of more matter-of-fact kind of a guy, but he's pretty solid. Buster Posey speaks like how he played. He's a no-nonsense guy, which I actually kind of appreciate because the Niners need a no-nonsense individual leading them because it's been a bunch of nonsense the last decade plus, quite frankly. It's been like
the
Giants, correct. And I do appreciate him going out of his way and pouring, if you want to say, cold water on the fire that was a Bruce Bochy reunion. Just saying, I'm not getting the fans' hopes up right now. I'm just going to tell you, he's not coming. It's not in our plan.
Well, what if you're like, let's say
as a manager,
but let's say he was vague yesterday with that, with the whole Bochy aspect, right? And let's say he's like, you know, we're going to look into everything. You know how coach speak or whatever.
I don't
know.
Like that.
No. Yeah. I know. And then you get hired. Let's say he hires Joe Spadoni. Yeah. What's everyone saying?
Really?
Could have had Boach.
Exactly.
Why didn't we go after Boach?
But at least he nips that in the bud
immediately.
That's
what I'm saying.
And says, that was never on the table.
And that's why, to me, I thought it showed tremendous foresight and leadership. And really, all I want to know is, do you have a plan? Do you have a plan?
They better have a plan.
But they haven't for the last decade. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to do the best we can to compete. We're not going to rebuild, but we're certainly not going to retool. But we kind of are, but we're not sure. And maybe it'll be in 1 and 2 year deals. No, no, no. He's like, look, this is my core. Chapman, you know, I guess Jung-Hoo Lee, Adamas, Devers, I'm assuming Bryce Eldridge, Logan Webb. That's my core. I am adding to the core. And as I watched these other playoff games yesterday with the Cincinnati Reds and the Dodgers, I couldn't name five. You know I love baseball. Couldn't name five guys in that Cincinnati Reds, you know, do or die game, season on the line. You go home if you don't win. I couldn't name five guys in that lineup. And Zach Littell was the opener.
Zach! Hey, Ellie De La Cruz is still on that team, right?
So what it tells me is that Buster Posey, the nucleus they have, the mindset for next year, no matter how bad it gets during the regular season, you're still in it. Double and triple down on your core.
They are only a couple moves away from, yeah, like even this year, they were a week away from making the playoffs. They are not far behind. Now, we always view it in the lens of within the division, and yes, the Dodgers are really good. The Padres are really good. The D-backs are going to wheel and deal like they always do, try to make more moves. But, you know, I'm not sure. We don't have Dave on just yet. We're going to be efforting him. 888-957-9570.
So let's get back into the Niners then.
I want to, because I referenced John Lynch, and I want to play the sound for you. And it's fun. We're doing the fill-in-the-blank game. We can do it the rest of the show if we want.
Yeah, it's Niners, Rams tonight. If they get blown out tonight, how do you feel?
How do you feel?
If they win a close one, how do you feel? If they lose a close one, how do you feel?
And I think this would be one of the best wins in the Kyle Shanahan regular season era. Everyone gets so sensitive. They won so much bigger games than last. I'm not saying it's a playoff type of win. But given all the players that are going to be out tonight, you have a backup quarterback starting, folks, with no one. With no one. No Pearsall, no Ayuk, no Jennings. God love Kendrick Bourne. No one wanted him this summer. No one wanted Sky Moore. The Chiefs were like, take him, please.
Tonight, when number nine makes a play, Sky Moore always believed in you.
Jake Tongis, I couldn't even pick the guy out of a lineup a couple weeks ago. He makes the play of his life. You're relying on him, Luke Farrell.
I love how no one knew he existed, Jake Tongis, a month ago.
His own mom
did. And now we're like, local hero.
He's a local hero. Relax. John Lynch, 49ers GM on the 49ers Talk podcast on the impact of the lack of continuity at the receiver position. I thought this was fascinating.
We haven't had a lot of continuity at that receiver group. Guys have been in and out of the lineup. We've had new players in. And I think once we establish some of that continuity, and we're pretty good at getting hats on hats and being real clean in our responsibilities, we'll start to bust those. And everyone's just got to strain and do. We have a saying around here, do right longer. And we got to do right a little bit longer. And Christian's too talented. He'll start busting some of these.
Okay, and Christian right now is like your best receiver by the numbers, and I don't know if that is what you want, but it's what you got, and you're 3-1 right now, and that is a positive I could take away from this, because I said it all offseason, Joe. The 49ers offensively are going to have to be a little bit more less run reliant, if you will. I would like to see them open it up a little bit more.
Yeah, but you need guys that you trust.
And you need guys that you trust. And
I mean, like right now,
did we underestimate the loss of Brandon Ayuk?
Well, no, there's not a doubt in our minds that we underestimated that. I also think Jordan Watkins going down, who's the rookie, none of us really saw him,
yeah.
Except those that were at camp. Like, he was a rookie who was really coming on. And I wonder if he can get healthy. And then I wonder if he had been healthy, would he already be making an impact?
I mean, Jordan Watkins, Jordan James. I mean, this rookie class right now.
There's no excuses why these guys should not be on the field. Nick Martin, I want him suited up, and I want him on the field.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's one thing for the veterans to be getting hurt, and it sucks. And that's one. But the fact that we keep going through this with the rookies is what's really troubling.
Look at
me.
Your first picks: Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, yep. CJ West.
All have been hurt or on the injury.
It doesn't mean they were bad picks today. You just haven't gotten an immediate return on any of them.
Absolutely.
And at least that you need, especially with Bosa out. Like, it's probably unfair, but it's where we're at.
Again, this is John Lynch on the 49ers Talk podcast. Some really good stuff. This is him talking about other teams focusing more on stopping Christian McCaffrey in the 49ers run game right now.
Everyone at the top, you sit in these meetings on when you're playing the Niners, and I'm sure right at the top of the list, we've got to stop Christian McCaffrey and the Niners run game. So it's an emphasis. You can see that people are dedicating their resources. The way they're doing it is a little different. It's usually an 8-man front. I think they're We're not seeing as much as that, and it's limiting our explosive runs. And so we got to find a way to do that. And the answer is everybody wants to point to the offensive line or Christian. It's everyone. Kyle often says the receivers are the ones that set the tone for our football team offensively, because when they're out blocking and digging out safeties and such, we're really humming. And that's what can spring Christian on some of these explosives.
And it's tied hand in hands to when you don't have a continuity at the wide receiver position, it's hard to create those explosive plays like he's alluding to right there. It's just a trickle-down effect, which is why we keep coming back to this game for the 49ers against the Rams. If they somehow could win with all of these players out, it would be a feather in the cap for Mac Jones, for Kyle Shanahan, for Robert Saleh, for the entire team to step up tonight and get a win against a division rival and go 3-0 potentially in the division, because there's a lot of doom and gloom right now. Everyone wants to be down, and I get it. The injuries suck. You don't have Brock out there. You don't have Ricky out there. You don't have Bosa. You don't have Kittle. You don't have a lot of these guys that Niners fans are used to leaning on in the last couple years. I get it. But this is still Kyle Shanahan. This is still Robert Saleh. Like, coaches coach against other coaches. I saw and heard, I think it was Greg Cosell saying that yesterday. That's what they do. You know Sean McVay. You know his tendencies if you're Robert Saleh. You know these guys. Go out there and just make the opposition uncomfortable. Can you do that? Can you make Stafford skittish in the pocket? I'm looking at Bryce Huff. I'm looking at Michael Williams, but I'm also looking at the guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm looking at the best linebacker in football tonight, Joe, to make his mark on this game. Fred Warner. I want to see him all over the place. Rushing the quarterback, dropping back, diving after balls, punch out.
He needs help.
He needs help.
I want to see Upton Stout make a big play tonight.
Okay.
I think he's a guy we're kind of underselling getting into this matchup. He's going to have opportunities, I think, to make plays.
I want to see Deommer Lenore. I want to see him get an interception tonight. That would be great. Demo has been, you know, he hasn't been talked about enough, in my opinion, but the reason he's not is because you don't hear his name on the broadcast, which means he's doing his job, which means no one's throwing to his side of the field. I'm not seeing, oh, what an incredible play over Deommer Lenore. No. He's doing his job. But to your point, it's the others now that need to step up. They're not throwing over to his side. It was to, you know, Renardo Green, if you will. Now he's dealing with the neck.
The thing that worries me is, you know, Tutu Atwell does nothing all game in the last game and then has the big 80-yard catch. He did the same thing against the Niners in week 3 last year, except he had a couple of big chunk plays. Tutu on these crossers against the Niners has actually crushed us for years. And I'm very worried now that he's the 3 and we got so much attention on Devontae and Puka, and they're the headliners. I'm worried about the big chunk plays from that third receiver.
And let's just keep it a buck. Matt Stafford, the quarterback, is infinitely better than any other quarterback you've faced thus far. He's better than Sam Darnold. He's better than Kyler Murray. He's better than Spencer Rattler. He's better than Trevor Lawrence. And he's the best coach, that you faced thus far. Absolutely.
Both are true.
This is the toughest test that you said.
So, is Jared Verse the best defender that you faced through? I mean, I know defenses are a team element, but Witherspoon's pretty freaking good.
Josh Hines Allen has been playing incredible this year. But
Verse reminds me of Khalil Mack.
No, that's a good call.
In terms of upper body strength and, like, when he gets his long arms on you, he just pushes you back.
I'll say this is easily the best defensive front you're going up against. How about that one for you? And Jared Verse, if he's not the best player, it's 1A, 1B, I think, with Josh Hines Allen, who I came away from last week just with so much respect. And Trent Williams is going to need to have a bounce back game. Let's keep it a buck. Trent needs to show up more than he did last week. And I don't need to see Trent on the sideline going at the Los Angeles Rams players. Let's just, can we not do that today? If anything.
Well, that was Debo's role.
Let's not. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Rams, by the way? Do we know? Is Robert Saleh?
It's the guy that was the college guy's, what's his face, his son. This is going to kill me. Look it up.
Oh, by the way, Dave has a very important broadcaster meeting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, we'll have him on another day. It's okay. We'll get him at one point. We love Dave, and we'll keep on the 49ers
Chris
right
Shula.
Now. Shula. Oh, is he
the grandson of Don Shula?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Guru's grandson?
Stop.
That is a deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
Please explain.
So the genesis for that joke was last week we were saying, you know, which host is what NFL coach? And, you know, Shasky had his pick. Spinoni has his pick. I forget what your guys' pick was because we asked Guru, and Guru, without hesitating, is like, I think I'm Don Shula.
And then producer Ken, and then producer Ken's like, no, you're not.
You can't be Don Shula, he said.
He said, you can't be.
You can't
be. And then Goo's like, what the fuck?
Why can't I be Don Shula?
He's like, is it a race thing? That's what he said. I was like, oh my God.
We're cut from the same cloth, Don and I.
I got to look up Don for just a second now. Now I have to
look up. Swag of a guru and Don Shula.
We both have the 160 IQ.
Okay, Don Shula. When was he born?
God, probably like the 30s?
1930 in Grand River, Ohio.
Yeah, come
when
on.
When I think of Guru, I think of the 1930s in Grand River, Ohio.
Oh, my God. Sports
Talk.
Have
you ever been to Ohio?
I've never been to Ohio in my life.
I
have no desire to. Sports Talk at 95 Cent, the game is presented by Paramount. Oh, Canton. There you go.
I have a desire to go to Ohio.
I'll go to Canton, Ohio. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I do want to sit in the dog pound one time. I told you, I like the Cleveland Browns. I root from afar for them.
I'd rather go to Ohio State.
My AFC.
I've been. It's awful. Trust me.
You've been?
Yeah, I've been to Ohio. It's just the ugliest state I've ever been to.
Oh my
Sorry
God.
If there's anyone out there listening from Ohio. I didn't
no
mean
disrespect,
that.
But here comes one of the most slanderous things I could think of.
Ohio is for lovers. Shout out Hawthorne Heights, baby. Sports Talk at 95 Cent, the game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And we are going to be live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Without Googling, what number Super Bowl did Don Shula win?
Oh, it was an early one because it was in the 70s.
It was an early one.
9?
7 and 8.
Oh, damn. Oh, so close. It's single digits.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I knew
How many wins for Don Shula?
Oh, the most ever, right?
As a head coach,
he's
yes.
The most
347,
ever.
Right?
Yes, 347. Good job,
well, that
Sammy.
That doesn't count. He's wearing a Miami Hurricane. Like, he's a Miami guy.
They literally
that.
Have, like, restaurants down yeah. Miami called, like, the 347 Grill. So,
right,
yeah.
He has a bunch of steakhouses down there. He's a legend. Don Shula
I associate him with the Colts.
Okay. You think...
But he's also a Dolphin.
Actually, well, I'm glad you're bringing up Don Shula. Do you think either of these coaches has a chance to break his record? Like, out of these two head coaches tonight, which one's more likely to be a lifer to you, Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan?
McVay is so on the juice right now. I mean, he just, the
what
guy
are you
looks
talking
incredible.
About?
I don't know. I think he's going to live forever.
The juice?
Oh, dude, there's not. He looks exactly the same as the day he was hired.
Yeah, it's that LA sun. He just gets a tan. By the way, Sean McVay from Ohio. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's kind of like an army brat, though, in the sense of, like, he's like a coach. He just bounced around the whole country because I've heard Florida, you know.
Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, he's from everywhere.
He's only 39.
That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty crazy. Let me look right now. You ponder on that. Christian, ponder on it, please.
I would lean Shanahan because I don't think he has a lot of outside interest other than being a head coach. So, I think McVay could do television work yesterday and, you know, maybe he wants to – switch it up.
And they were hired the same year. So McVay took over back in 2017, just like Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan, and we'll just go regular season because that's what they do. They don't count playoff wins or postseason wins. They just go all time.
Well, no,
regular.
No. I think Shula's includes, 347 includes playoffs.
Is that what we do still?
I could be wrong, but I thought it did.
Okay. I'll pull that up. We'll get on that. But I just think it's an interesting question. Which one of these guys is more likely to be a lifer? Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, 888-957-9570. We're talking about the coaching matchup, and it's always funny how we compare and contrast
it's
these
three,
two.
347 is combined postseason, regular season.
Okay, it's combined for you.
328 in the regular season.
Okay, so if we're combining Kyle Shanahan's, in his career, he is 81-67. All right? Sean McVay is 91-58. So it's, you know, 10 wins there. Pretty close. But
it, I mean, he inherited Gurley and Donald, and he made the most of it.
He did. And also, he's only 39. Now, the conversation around McVay, as he was on, I think he was on the broadcast last year for the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, for Fox. He's really good, though. Like seriously, like as a broadcaster.
He's amazing.
Everyone thought he was going to be kind of the next Madden, if you will, where Madden, he retired really early. He was at one point the youngest head coach in the NFL. Just got burned out. Like, he just couldn't do it anymore. He made the transition. He was really good.
How old was he when he started?
Who?
McVay?
McVay was 30, the youngest head coach still in the history of the NFL to get hired.
Shula was 33.
That's insane.
Shula was 33, 32 when he got hired.
Dude.
1963.
I could not imagine, like, being 30 years old. Where we were at, Carter, just a couple of years ago, Sam, being a head coach of the NFL? What? That's insane. And then he's also the youngest head coach to ever reach it at 33, and then the youngest head coach ever to win it at 36, Sean McVay. I just don't think we talk enough about these guys and what they've been able to accomplish this early on in their careers. I get it. Sean McVay's been to two, and he's won one. Kyle Shanahan's been to two, lost both of them. But I just like to appreciate, like, when we see these guys out there, that they came from the same coaching tree, too. Like, LaFleur is part of that, and he's looking to break through, obviously, and reach the Super Bowl for the first time. It is pretty incredible that they all came from the same coaching tree.
Before NIL went, like, crazy, and now you have to, like, re-recruit every player every year, it's very difficult to be a college coach. I hypothesize that if I'm McVay, you take some years off, you go take over USC, wouldn't you be a perfect USC coach?
Yeah, I think when you win at such a high level for so long, now I know Belichick's doing it right now, and he's doing it towards the end of his career.
No, to him, it's just because he loves the purity of the sport.
It's like a hobby.
Yeah.
instead of playing golf, he's just going to go coach UNC football. By the way, next weekend, boys. Are we all going to Cal Berkeley to watch UNC v. Cal? We doing that? We doing a show trip?
I mean, what's the point? Cal's going to destroy them.
It's a big come from behind win last week against Boston College.
Yeah, Morning Rose is doing game day there in Berkeley.
Really?
No, but that'd be cool.
Hey, game day was popping in Berkeley. They should come back. Why not? Oh, it's because UNC is booty in their cheeks. They're not good.
Next week, we're probably doing the pumpkin patch, and the rodeo's in town.
Oh, the rodeo. Where do they do that at?
I think it's the Cow Palace.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice. 888-957.
Everybody's a cowboy now.
Everyone's a cowboy. Why not? Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, baby. Let's go.
What did we think of Brock's outfit that he wore going into the stadium? I know the game itself kind of masked it. How are we feeling about the jeans, boots? I mean, that's him.
I mean, he's in there. Do they do that in Arizona? Is that the look? I don't know. I'm more like, Mac Jones, what he wears tonight, will tell me a lot about where he's
coming in
at.
Like the Riddler.
No, dude, if he did, I'd respect it. The guy plays with swagger that I aspire to have. You guys can all say I'm crazy. I think this would be one of the great wins if they are able to pull it off tonight in Kyle Shanahan's tenure and Mac Jones's professional career. I get that he won the national championship. That's probably the biggest win of his career at this point. But professionally, if Mac Jones is able to quarterback this team, limit the turnovers, and win this thing, I'd come away with it. Him being 3-0, two divisional wins? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And two wins would be on the road? How could you not feel good about Mac Jones going forward?
Oh, you feel great.
You feel great.
And
it gives me, Joe, more time to put Brock Purdy on ice and let him rest. Seriously, right? What are you guys laughing about?
Just the chat. You bring up the cowboy thing, and it's just all hat, no cattle. Just they're calling Purdy.
Oh, God. Relax. Like, see, you guys are turning on Brock Purdy so fast.
No one is turning. These are all jokes.
Jeez, come on.
Blow it up! No. Don't associate that with me.
I mean, why are we...
Don't associate that
with
me.
I get it. The injury sucks. It's brutal. We can root for Mac Jones to succeed...
And still love Brock.
And still say Brock's the guy.
Yeah, but also still say that... It buys you more time for Brock to get healthier.
That's why
that's kind of where I'm at.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want Mac Jones to win this game tonight. You want Mac Jones, despite it all, to limit the turnovers and control the game. And how do you do that? We talked about it earlier, Joe. I want to see kind of an old Patriots offense here. McDaniels, Brady, dink and dunk. If the running game's not going, right, supplement that through the intermediate passing game. Little short, quick routes. Kendrick Bourne, got to catch the ball. Sky Moore, got to catch the ball. That's part of it. Jake Tongis, right? I don't know. Do you go a couple, like, two tight end sets? Do you get creative here in the passing game? Got to do something, man. You got to do something.
I really want to see what they do with McCaffrey tonight. And I think the big litmus test, which I brought up, callers have brought up, we've all thought about it. How the heck can you get CMC and Brian Robinson on the field together? Like, when you're down this many good bodies, got to get your best 11 out there. And your best 11, probably, considering the depth at wide receiver right now, includes Brian Robinson on the field.
Why
can I see less juice? Just less juice overall?
Why haven't we seen Brian Robinson enough, you think? Why?
I mean, it's the same question I asked when they had Jordan Mason, right? Shanahan goes with one guy, and then he rides that guy till he either loses faith or that guy gets hurt.
It is pretty insane.
Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, Mostert, Jeff Wilson Jr., Elijah Mitchell. Like, go right down the list. He just will not work multiple backs.
He's had 69 carries and 31 receptions this year, Christian McCaffrey. It's 100 right on the dot of total just touches, right? Right there, just the ones that he's gotten. Not the ones that have been called back, not the other stuff. Not like 69 carries, 31 receptions. It's pretty insane that we don't talk about his touches anymore because of all the other injuries. That was the biggest storyline heading into the season,
well,
Joe. It took over the summit that we had before, like right on Thursday Night Football when the Eagles and Cowboys were playing. It was the news that the calf, it popped up on the injury reports. Like, oh my God, is the season already over? And now we just don't even bring it up.
Well,
kind of crazy.
It just feels like, not that it's inevitable. That sounds so cruel, but just kind of it is what it is. They don't have any alternatives.
This is what Ross Tucker, again, a lot of good sound from his interview yesterday, had to say on Christian McCaffrey. Looks good, but he doesn't look Christian McCaffrey great.
He looks good. I don't know that he looks Christian McCaffrey great. You know, when you're used to seeing McCaffrey, it's like, feels like some of the things that you're seeing from, you know, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if we've seen that from Christian yet, but maybe he's just kind of getting his sea legs up. But it's been 100 touches, you know, and he was there all of training camp. So this is probably what he's working with.
Well, one thing that I will tell you, Joe, is that if McCaffrey goes down, I think that might be the straw that breaks everyone's back in terms of, like, coming over the top rope on Kyle. And I don't know if that's fair.
I'd be devastated if I was a Niner. Like that's the one way. And
I don't think it's fair, though. Like, look where he's at in his career as a player. Like, I don't think you could put that on Kyle. Devastated for the entire year and for Christian, yes.
What if I told you that CMC always explodes against the Rams? In four outings.
The first ever big game he had, the first game he played with the Niners, he ran, caught, and threw for a touchdown.
407 yards. This is four games against the Rams. 407 rushing yards, 28 receptions for 244 yards, and five touchdowns. It's pretty good.
It's pretty incredible.
Now, you're going up against a Rams team with some calling it the best defensive line in all of football. Don't take my word for it. Take Greg Cosell's word on it.
This group up front of Burse and Young on the outside and Fisk and Turner inside, I mean, they are as good as there is in the league as a four-man D-line pass rush group. And they've played very well this year, and they do a lot of different things. Chris Shula has done a lot of things on third down and pure pass situations, the way he moves people around. I mean, last week he had an inside stunt where Burse was a stand-up player, and you might have seen the play where he just ran through the center. I mean, he is as strong as there is. I mean, he can do that to tackles. Now, he may not do it to Trent Williams, who's, you know, obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the point is those guys are physical. They're fast. They're aggressive. They're a very high percentage stunting team. And that becomes mental for the offensive line as much as it is physical. But they stunt maybe as much as any team in the league. And they're very multiple with their stunt concepts. Just so people know what that means is that means that there is a guy who penetrates and then there's someone who goes and loops around him. So they do that with multiple guys and in different situations, and it's very, very hard to defend.
That was Greg Cosell on yesterday, as he is each and every week with Willard and Dibbs. Might be the best four-man defensive front in the NFL, and that's saying something, and they have their work cut out for them tonight. But I'll say this, Kyle Shanahan somehow, some way, has always kept these games against the Rams close. There's rarely a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.